الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيقول عيسى: لست بصاحب ذلك. فيأتون محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقوم فيؤذن له. We are still reading this chapter of Amanat, that we should not make khiyanat, we should fulfill the rights of all the Amanat. And that on the day of Qiyamah, that Jannat will be brought in front of the people, and people will want to enter it. For that they will first go to Adam alayhi salam, all the details we had discussed, then to Noah, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Noah alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then to Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will tell them that I am also not fit for it. People have accused us that we have claimed, me and my mother, that we are part of Trinity, part of God, which is of course a complete false lie. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% true, a messenger, Rasul of Allah, and he called people solely and only to the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran Sharif, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُوا أُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, that oh, take me and my mother as gods besides Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would say clearly, oh Allah, you know that I never said a thing like that, and how could I say a thing like that? I've been sent and I know you are the only Rabb, and I call towards your worship. So he said, then people will go, lastu bisahibi dhalik. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will also say, I am not worthy of that. فَيَأْتُونَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then they will come to our Rasul, Sayyiduna Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and ask him to have Jannat opened. And this also shows the superiority of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was approached the last. That was, he was the greatest and the most superior. That is why Allah made it in such a way that they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the last. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَيَقُومُ فَيُؤْذَنُ لَهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will comply, and he will beseech Allah Ta'ala to have Jannat open. And Jannat then will be open for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتُرْسَلُ الْأَمَانَةُ وَالرَّحِمُ. And then the amanat, that is trust, and rahim, that is family ties, sila rahmi, family ties, these two will be sent and they will come. فَيَقُومَانِ جَمْبَتَيْ صِرَاط يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. And they will come and they will stand on the pul sirat, on the right and the left of the pul sirat. And so people, they, and those who made khiyanat in amanat, did not make tawbah, did not correct, and died in that condition. Those who broke family ties, whether it is children who break family ties with parents, whether it is siblings, brothers and sisters who break ties from one another, and that is on for some worldly, for some nafsani, for personal reason. If it is for a deeni object, then that is completely different, and that is not only permissible, but it is compulsory. If a person has to break family ties because of deen, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that what your parents also have a family, proper relationship, fulfill their rights. But if they command you with anything against the command of Allah, then in that you don't obey them. You know, the respect you will still have, but you won't obey them in that. So family ties which are broken, and we must see very carefully. Many times we say that it is because of deen, because that is why I'm breaking family ties. But really it is because of some personal grudge, whether it was an inheritance matter, whether it was anything else. If it is for deen, then that is permissible. But if it is for any other thing, and a person must be very careful, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will be there and they will hook the people who had faltered in this matter, and Allah save us all, as we will read in front, they will throw them into headlong into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all, and let us be very particular about all the amanat that is upon us, and also on the family ties that we have to maintain. And to a person, the safest route is to be making tawbah and istighfar all the time, and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us all our mistakes and wrongs in these matters and in all matters. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.